the frequency is expected. The high frequency of crashes is expected. For me, it's not news to me at all. Because whatever we need to do to arrange the situation, we have not confronted that aggressive issue. The solution, we have not addressed them well. So if it's rising, it is expected. That's what I'm saying.
Why do you think it's expected? What do you think we are supposed to do that we are not doing right?
Since 2005, I have been hammering one common phenomenon, that we need all drivers must go through vigorous training, as it is specified in the regulation, LI 21, especially with the commercial drivers. Commercial drivers must undergo training twice in a year, and then the traditional drivers and the corporate drivers can go either twice or once. But before the renewal of even every license holder, the person must provide a certificate of competence exhibiting that he has gone through a some form of driver education training. Okay? Now, when you do that, that would arrest the problem of crashing. There are 4 main ways that we can address them. Talking about the design of the road has already been designed. So if the driver is going to use the road, he cannot change the road design before he drives on it. So he has to make do of the roads. But when the road is going to be constructed, that is where the road engineers will speak to other road safety experts to help in the design of the road. That one is another ball game that we have to precise. But I'm talking about how we can solve the problem now. So when we talk about the vehicles being another source of worry, because some of them overspeed, and those days we are putting some speed breakers under the accelerator pedals so that the vehicles cannot drive too fast because of speed limit. That one was done, and it was done for a short time during President Rawlings' regime, and it stopped. So the speed at which the commercial vehicles have been driving has no control, there has no limit. Now, the police have been on the road, which is the enforcement, who are trying to help drivers calm down the speed. But the police cannot be everywhere because the number is woefully inadequate. So, as a result, if you want the police people to stand at appropriate places to probably restrict the speed at which drivers will be driving, they are not there. They are not moving enough. Therefore, the driver himself who is driving the vehicle should drive in the total respect or with the total respect of the LI 180 and beyond.
Dr. Dakwa stressed the need for passengers to be vigilant as well as cautious before getting onto a vehicle and conduct a thorough check on the vehicle and its driver.
With a commercial vehicle, I would advise passengers, please, there are certain basic things that we should do. We've been hearing about that about 23% of vehicles that are involved as a result of death site. If you are going to board a vehicle at the station, make sure you go around the vehicle, examine the tire yourself. So passengers should also educate themselves by knowing tires that are not good or tires are bad. Again, you have every right to insist and challenge a driver whom you suspect that drunk, not to sit in the car or report him to the GPS or the station officer. And then you can even report a drunk driver to a police if you have not noticed it when you were coming, you were boarding a vehicle, and the vehicle has started. But you see that the driver, the way he's behaving, he was even drunk or he sleeps. He's showing signs of sleep inertia or any form of sleep episode. If you report the person to the nearest police station, the police will take care of the person. When you see that the person is so tired, when they are tired, sleep follows. Report that same driver to the nearest police station. The police will know what to do. If you say the drivers are too tired and as he sits behind his ear, he'll be stretching his arms, stretching his legs. Look, you should see the gesture of the driver. If the driver is behaving anything which is far from abnormality, report him to the police station. So the passengers have a greater duty to responsibility to exhibit when they are going to buy this type of vehicle. What we say that if you are a private driver like yourself or any other person, you have to go to training at least once in a year. When you all do that, you can know our responsibility on the road and avoid the accident.
A road safety consultant, Dr. Godfred Achiadakwa.